Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the seventh Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. All our readings today, especially Leviticus, which is the first reading, says that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Our calling today, therefore, is to do the right thing, the loving thing, the thing that we think we cannot do, but we are capable of doing. I remember a student in my young days, and we both were on the same athletic team, and we were about to begin the race. This fellow athlete came to me and he said, "Remember, Tom, you have more in you than you are prepared to give." And that was a great lesson, because when you are running and you feel tired and you feel like giving up, you know that you can actually push yourself that bit further. I think that's what's been said today in our readings. Love your enemies. Walk the extra mile. Do good for others. It's amazing what human beings can achieve. From Genesis, the book of Genesis, we know we are made in the image and likeness of God. You will find that your heart will melt very quickly, and in fact, because we are made of that kind of stuff. Forgive and pray for those who hurt you. Don't harbor revenge. We can do it because we are made in God's image and likeness. But we have the living breath of God in us. To be that stuff is what the Lord is asking us today. We can do the loving thing, we can forgive our enemies, and in fact it is vital that we do so, because to harbor hatred and revenge, we are also destroying ourselves as human beings as well. We're destroying our happiness, number one. We are less of a human being. It's also very bad to keep a grudge against somebody, because that person before God is being held back from God's graces, and even they are being prevented from eternal salvation, possibly, as a result of us not letting go our revenge or hatred towards them, because they will be asked by the Lord, "Why has he or she got a grudge against you?" And we too are being held back because we are harboring a grudge and revenge for them. So nobody wins. When we hate, we diminish ourselves and we become poorer. The rich person is the one who can forgive and pray and then desire for their hurt not to last long. This has to be that desire and a willingness to reconcile with everybody. My advice to everybody listening to this is, do your best. Don't have anything negative in your heart for anybody else in the world. In the first reading today, it says, "Be holy as I, the Lord, am holy." This is holiness. And even though you have a difficulty with somebody and you're hurt, that can be a great opportunity for graces from God to make you into a better person. A man by the name of Gerard C. Moussa wrote a beautiful little article about an American Indian chief speaking with the youngsters of his tribe. And he is explaining to them about the inner struggle of the human being. And he says, it's like two dogs fighting. One dog is good and the other dog is bad. Sometimes the bad dog wins and sometimes the good dog wins. And he left it like that, until one of the boys said to him, "Which of the dogs eventually wins?" The wise elder person said, "The dog you feed the most." It's very interesting. If we feed into hatred, revenge, ruminating with negative thoughts towards anyone, then that is you feeding the bad dog. And if you keep that up, the bad dog wins. In fact, no one wins, because you become less of a human being. You are poisoned, and that anger and revenge is there for everyone to see. Because you can think of awful situations whereby you can say, "Now if that happened to me, I would never forgive." We think of somebody having been shot in violence, and then you confront the person who did that. But you never know, because the graces of God are there for anybody who is being given a cross. A great cross like this, a great cross of temptation towards revenge, hatred, and even annihilation of the other person. There is given graces from God by which to withstand and overcome that evil that is generated within our hearts in those situations. What helps us to reach that state in life? Prayer and works of charity that we do makes us wholesome people, and also diminishes our struggle, which have a tendency to good and evil, like the two dogs inside us. When we do good, we diminish the bad. So the call today is just that. Learn and practice the good ways of living your life and the healthier ways of living your life. The hardest lesson to learn today was to know that when I have a grudge against anyone of my fellow human beings, that person now has a problem in the eyes of God, and I am the one holding them back. We are born to be happy and contented. We're not meant to live in revenge and hatred. I'm not saying that it's easy, but have the will at least. Decide for the right thing. Decide for the good thing, the loving thing, the forgiving thing to do. The gospel today is asking us to reach out, walk the extra mile, be the good person at all costs. Next Wednesday we begin Lent. But remember, this is a joyful time, because it is the reenactment, if you like, the remembering of the great event of Jesus, what he did for us by dying for us on the cross and rising from the dead, opening us for us the way to eternal life. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now with this prayer today for the people of Syria and Turkey. The grief felt by these families who have lost loved ones, or who await news of loved ones, who have lost their homes. Please, we pray to you, Lord, keep them warm in the mists of this harsh winter, and provide all for their needs. Their children who are so confused and frightened by what has happened. For those providing temporary shelter, we pray for them to have a swift delivery of equipment. For the world leaders, as they decide how to respond, we pray that you stir each of our hearts in generosity towards the people of Turkey and Syria.